Economic analysts say a single currency in West Africa could increase economic cooperation within the region. Godfrey Obiam is a financial journalist with a Nigerian daily business newspaper.
The region has been encouraged by the success of the European integration that has resulted in a single currency called the euro. And I think it's something good for the region.
Eight French-speaking West African countries already use a single currency, the CFA. Four former British colonies, Ghana, Nigeria, the Gambia, and Sierra Leone, along with former French colony Guinea, have been developing a second regional currency, the ECO. Under a possible two-track approach to a single currency, the CFA, ECO, and other local currencies would later merge. But at a recent ECOWAS summit in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, West African heads of state say they want a strategy that will integrate the entire region faster. A study commissioned by ECOWAS this week in Burkina Faso aims to present the most feasible approach and timetable to heads of state by December. Obiama says currency unification is the last major step towards regional integration. Already, citizens within ECOWAS countries can move across borders without visas or passports, he says, which facilitates regional trade. Alex Vines, Africa analyst for British-based Chatham House, says a single currency could boost international trade.
Companies that are in Dakar would, for example, be able to deal in the same currency with Nigeria rather than having to change their West African francs into Naira, for example.
He said it would also make local trade more efficient and could improve regional stability.
The reality is informal trade crosses over anyway, all these borders anyhow, but it just makes trade more efficient, and that's got to be a good thing for West Africa.
Trade in West Africa has tended to be oriented towards former colonizers in Europe rather than developing countries next door. Vine says it remains a question whether some of the larger countries in the region, with larger economies, will adopt the single currency when the moment actually arrives. And in a region that includes some of the world's poorest countries, Vine says West African countries will have to look closely at how or if they might intervene in the case of an economic crisis within the region. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.